The measure that will shed light on federal spending data is expected to sail through the House when Congress returns from recess. A version of the Digital Accountability and Transparency Act, or DATA Act, cleared the Senate last week and brought transparency advocates a step closer to government-wide financial data standards. Hudson Hollister is executive director of the Data Transparency Coalition. He joins us now with what might come next. Hudson, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Emily. How are you?
All right. Good to have you. Before we get ahead of ourselves, what are the main differences between the House and Senate versions that they have to reconcile?
Well, the Senate version is the product of a final negotiating between the Senate and the White House. The Senate sponsors were conscious that on unanimous consent, even one senator's objections can sink the bill. And so they made sure to avoid any possible objections. One way they did that was by putting Treasury and OMB jointly in control of the new data standards. That's probably the biggest difference between the version that passed the Senate last Thursday and the version that passed the House last November.
And what would both of these do? How would they change the way the government runs?
Well, the goal of the Data Act all along, ever since we first started working on it in Congress at the end of 2010, has been to adopt government-wide data standards for spending. That means common identifiers for things like agencies, grantees, contractors, awards, even programs. And it means common data formats for the information that flows from grantees and contractors to agencies and from agencies upward to the government-wide systems at Treasury, at OMB, at Commerce, at GSA. All along, the goal has not been to replace these systems or replace these reporting requirements. Those are firmly in place, but to adopt common data standards so all the information can be compared and can be searched together.
And is that something that agencies haven't been able to come to on their own?
That's exactly right, Emily. There's nobody whose job it has been government-wide to set data standards that can go across all of these reporting requirements. Nobody has had the authority, and that means it's not possible to pulling up a particular contractor and see all the payments it has received from different agencies. It's not possible to pull up a particular federal program and see its internal spending on things like salaries and supplies and its external spending on grants and contracts. Government-wide data standards are the only way to do that.
All right. Before we get to those, though, they still have to reconcile
That's
those
right.
bills. Earlier you said the Senate bill puts the Treasury and OMB jointly in control. What does the House bill say, and can they reconcile that difference?
The House bill puts Treasury solely in control of the job of adopting the data standards and publishing all the information, and we do expect that the House will pass the Senate version. The House sponsors understand that in order to send the bill to President Obama's desk, they've got to participate in, they've got to accept the results of the negotiation that just happened in the Senate.
All right, and so once those data standards are presumably established, and they probably have a good idea of what they should be already, don't they, from the stimulus bill back in 2009?
Good memory from our previous conversations, Tom. That's right. The 2009 stimulus is seen as a use case for government-wide data standards. As many of our listeners know, under the stimulus, the Recovery, Accountability, and Transparency Board set government-wide standards for just grant and contract reporting within the stimulus. That was the first time we had a government-wide data system that covers multiple agencies, and it was a fabulous success. Inspectors General were able to use that data to identify and eliminate $100 million of fraud.
We're speaking with Hudson Hollister. He's executive director of the Data Transparency Coalition. Hudson, it seems to make so much sense. Is any of this controversial in Congress?
It's not controversial in Congress. I think just like with any management mandate, the details are going to be really important. Implementation is going to be a challenge, even if there's not political opposition to this. We've seen that with previous mandates. And indeed, we saw it this past January when OMB recommended changes to the Data Act that were flatly rejected by the Senate. OMB suggested edits in January that would have essentially defanged the standardization mandate and the publication mandate.
All right, so then getting into the agency level when
That's right.
when there is a sta- which person, which function in the agencies is going to be the responsible party here?
Well, take a look at President Obama's open data policy. That's the executive order that the president issued last May, in May of 2013, that requires agencies to standardize and to publish all of their data. The Data Act's less broad than that. It just focuses on spending data. But I think just like the open data policy, the point person will be the chief information officer and or the chief data officer of each agency. But since the Data Act mandate deals specifically with spending, I think those officers will need to work closely with the CFO of each agency.
What were the Office of Management and Budget's, really the White House's, objections to the bill?
Well, I think that the White House was probably looking forward and previewing implementation. I also think there certainly isn't monolithic opposition by the White House. We believe that the leaders in tech policy and certainly the authors of President Obama's open data policy from May 2013 are supportive of this mandate. In fact, because this mandate accomplishes exactly what the president said should happen, focusing on the spending domain of federal information. But we think that there's some opposition results from the fact that this is a big change. This is a transformation from disconnected documents to open data. And like all big changes, it's going to take years of focus to get this done.
And I have two questions about it. Would all of this information back up behind USAspending.gov? And the second question is, would these data sets be available separately, agency by agency?
Both great questions. First, yes, the Data Act uses USAspending.gov as the central rallying point for all this information. I should probably clarify, we talked about the stimulus a few minutes ago. The stimulus was our use case for standardizing grant and contract information. The whole universe of federal spending is bigger than that. It includes grant and contract information. It includes financial account balances that agencies report to Treasury. It includes the payment requests that agencies submit to Treasury to get payments issued. It includes the budget action reports that agencies submit to OMB. Under the Data Act, the goal is for that whole universe to be brought together with common data standards. And now the goal eventually will be to bring that together at USAspending.gov, but I do believe that it would be valuable to agencies to consider separately staging their spending information as well, just for the internal management benefits that they'll get in addition to the fact that that's an extra level of transparency.
Let's talk a little bit more about what, given the fact that this could become a bill that at least lands on the president's desk, what would be the biggest challenges in implementation? And is it technology or is it reluctance for some reason? What do you think it will be?
The technology is already there. We talked about grant and contract reporting. The Recovery Board has shown the way to standardize grant and contract reporting. Of course, it'll be more complicated because the Recovery Board was dealing with stimulus reports, and the standardization in the future will deal with other reports that are already in place. The technology is also already there for standards that bring together financial account balance reporting and payment requests. In fact, the Brazilian Treasury years ago did exactly what we're hoping will happen here. The Brazilian Treasury adopted a data model that brought together accounting and payments and allowed you to click on a particular line item and drill down to all the payments that comprise that line item. So the problem's not technology. The problem's definitely management and coordination. It is going to be a challenge, especially with OMB and Treasury shackled together in the final version. It's going to be a challenge to agree on what those standards should be, and then to issue guidance that clearly explains them and to get those standards adopted across the government. That's one of the reasons why our coalition is here. The Data Transparency Coalition, we expect to spend the next few years encouraging Treasury and OMB to set robust standards and giving the agencies some air support to get them implemented.
It seems like the Securities and Exchange Commission might be able to help here because they have had data standards for reporting financial information for many, many years through their EDGAR system. So Any thought of bringing them in to kind of say how it's done?
Well, that's right. 5 years ago, the Securities and Exchange Commission adopted the XBRL format for public companies' financial statements. Indeed, we think XBRL is one of the candidates for financial account balance reporting and federal spending under the Data Act. The SEC's got its own problems. They still report, they still collect a plain text, old-fashioned document version and a duplicative data version together. And so until they switch to just data, I don't think it's a terrific model yet.
So they're not the poster child for all
not
of this?
Not the poster child. The FDIC is a better example. The Recovery Board is a better example. The Brazilian Treasury, the Revenue and Customs Service in the United Kingdom, stock exchanges in India, all of these entities have already adopted financial data standards for the reports they collect, and so I think all of those are good models.
And have any of them seen tangible benefits from doing it, such as saving money or some other real benefit to the government?
Yes. I think I'll take the Recovery Board's the first use case, so I'll take that one first. The Recovery Board set up an accountability platform that brought together stimulus spending data. Inspectors General used that platform to deploy big data analytics to find indicators of fraud, and this was the first time that they could do that across all 29 agencies that spent money on the stimulus. They, as I said before, it was a success. They uncovered, they either prevented from being paid out or recovered about $100 million from questionable grantees and contractors.
Hudson Hollister is Executive Director of the Data Transparency Coalition. Good note to end on. Thanks, Hudson.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Emily.